dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Getting around the city can be confusing, but these days, I just use the GPS on my cell phone to guide me right where I want to go. I do my taxes the same way, online, with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file, which helps me get right to my maximum refund, guaranteed. No wonder it's the most trusted brand of tax software in America.
Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Guarantee details at TurboTax.com. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents the Doug and Danny Show.
I think Nebraska fans are the greatest fans in all of college football. No question of mine, I've coached here three times, and I've been here to do television four times. The enthusiasm here is as good as any place, but the integrity here of the fans is the best in America.
It's Jerry Taggi calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Nobody's been more dominant than Nebraska.
Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers.
It's a feeling that you can't describe. You put one of those shirts on, and it's like you got power.
Tips it off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
It's part of you, and once you leave here, it doesn't leave you.
The snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history, 13-0, and bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Nothing can compare to it.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30. Eludes a tackler, 35. Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
I wish everybody had the, you know, the opportunity just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that N on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
Third down. Cross to the middle.
Doesn't get any better than it is here.
Oh, Dan Trotz escapes. And on the first down. Wow. Oh, Dan, look at this.
Jeez.
Oh, no, he could go.
Wow. Amazing.
See you later. That may be one of those unreal runs I have ever seen.
This is a special place. It's like one big family, and that's what I want it to be. I look back at all the tradition and all the things that have gone on here and the great players and the great teams that have played here, and I want to bring everything back into the fold to allow us to move this program forward and to get the best out of everything that we can do.
First down and 10 to go. Here is a hand up to Thunder, who gives it back to Mike Stoutz. He's going to throw it. He's got a man out.
Yeah!
40, Eric Crouch, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Have some fun and play with passion. The most physical football team, the team that hits the other team right there, underneath the chin. That's the team that's going to win this football game.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. And the snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is get that way. And the kick is good. Takes it in there. 57 yards out of school record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31.
When And you know what? We got the N on the side of our helmets, fellas. And that's what the N on the side of your helmet is all about. Let's take those N's and put it right underneath your chin for four corners and get out to somebody's house.
Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun gets a snap. Sets, throws, batted down. Intercepted at Ndamukong-Suh. Suh to the 20, 15. Touchdown, Suh. Ndamukong-Suh's second touchdown of the year.
And it comes off the bat by Zach Potter. How about that for Ndamukong-Suh?
The stadium is blowing up.
And just when it's all going right, the season comes to an end. Good morning, everyone. And happy 2009 one final time. It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. And, wow, who saw that coming? Now, I did think that Nebraska would win big after talking to Sean Callahan yesterday, that they were ready to go. That was the only thing I was worried about, is if they wanted to be there as bad as Arizona. Well, Arizona, a combination of, boy, were they not good. Nebraska came out, set the tone early with the defense, and got their offense going. And again, as I tried to preach all year long, and Big Daddy, who is out of the studio today beginning vacation, probably will be calling in a little bit later. I talked to him this morning, probably going to join us a little bit later on the show today. So be listening for that, because, you know, the Zach Lee bashing, and now that we find out he is going to have surgery, I don't know that that's really all the problems. In fact, I don't think it's even half the problems. But time and time again, the message of the program from this side was, what could a healthy Husker football team do? Well, they played their best football game of the year last night in the Holiday Bowl and crushed Arizona 33-0. It was never a game. Would 27-7, was that close as far as a prediction?
That was pretty close, yeah, I'd say so.
And Air Force has already scored on Houston. They are up 7-0 in the Armed Forces
and
Bowl.
And what did you just say right before the show started?
Come on, Houston, show up.
Yep.
That's exactly what I said. So anyway, they're 240 in and already on the board, 2.5 in. Five bowl games today. We've got three of them here, starting with Oklahoma and Stanford at 1 o'clock. And here's the big story, or the big question. Is the Pac-10 down? Is the Pac-10 going to be the conference that stinks this year? Because USC didn't play that well and won. UCLA had to come from behind to beat Temple. Oregon State looked horrible in their loss. You got Stanford going today. Have I missed anybody besides Arizona looking bad? Then Oregon's the one I'm still kind of holding out hope for. I think they're better than Ohio State. I don't think this is Ohio State's not even... I mean, this could be their worst team to go this far under Tressel, and so we'll see what happens in the Rose Bowl, which you'll be able to hear tomorrow here on ESPN Radio. Nine college football games over the next 3 days, then the final Sunday of the NFL, where you've got you jam-packed with football all weekend, and right up to the national championship game, which is still a week away. We invite you to join us. We're pretty wide open today. We're going to talk a lot of Husker football, 888-455-ESPN. Because let's face it, when we come back after the 1st of January, even though we can talk Husker football all the time, we probably won't be talking Husker football for a whole lot of January unless we get a commit or something happens with the program, because then we'll be waiting for that recruiting class, that signing class, early on in February. So your thoughts on the Husker game last night? I can't believe it, anything but positive. And maybe where it puts the season in perspective, 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. Or, as always, the Dent Popper inbox, home of the Armor Lining, thanking you for your business in 2009. All you have to do is email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy. Doug, spell out the word and if your name is Tony Davis. Doug and Daddy, and that's A-N-D, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Drew Shenick, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, is going to join us because they're back from the holiday break. They play at home tonight, a special New Year's Eve game. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the game tonight. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters coming to the VRO Event Center next week. So that's coming up on the show today as well, and we're glad to have you along with us here on this 31st and final day of December, final day of 2009, final day of the decade. Oh, my God! Well, I want to put things in perspective here. I know where I was ringing in the new millennium, the new century. Everybody was so geeked up, thought that everything was going to crash, all the computers were going to crash, everything was going to crash when it turned to 2000. Producer Derek Stenson, where were you 10 years ago? In fact, what were you, 17, 16, 12?
18, actually. I just turned 18.
Good Lord, you cradle robber.
Yeah, I was in Germany, actually, celebrating the new year over there. And yes, we did celebrate a lot. A lot of Jägermeister.
You were still in Germany.
Yes, still in Germany. Moved back here in 2000, so that was the last New Year's that I celebrated in Germany. Was
kicked 99 your ass right out of there, huh?
They did. They did. After that, they said, yeah, Derek, you can't come back. So
love to hear from you on the program today. Let's go to the Debt Popper inbox. Aaron and Carney. Wow! First of all, I just learned that Zach Lee has played the entire year since the Arkansas State game with a tear of a tendon in his wrist. Maybe he's not as bad as I thought. He played very well last night. But the bigger wow is that Colin Cowherd just said Nebraska is probably one of the top four teams in the nation right now. Just like I've always said, Cowherd is a genius. Everything he says is right. Aaron, who says, go Huskers in 2010, go Packers, and Cowherd is the man.
I'd like the to man, go back and look through the emails and see how many times you said Cowherd is an ass.
Cowherd is an ass.
That's what it was.
All the time. Unbelievable. Aaron, thanks so much for the email. Also, since the show yesterday, Mike Leach fired at Texas Tech, which in some aspects is just shocking, and in others, if he did what they said, I guess they take swift and immediate action. But it is still shocking because we don't know all the details yet, and we'll get into maybe a little Mike Leach a little bit later on the program as well. So we'll see how things go from that aspect. Oh, a lot of people have to do some work today, and that's not always fun. But we hope you enjoy the bowl games, and again, we've got them here for you on ESPN Radio.
Head to the phone lines here. Jeff, from Lexington on the line here.
Jeff from Lexington. Good morning, Jeff. What's going on?
Morning. How about Mike Leach as offensive coordinator?
I heard that last night. I don't think that would happen at Nebraska. It'd be fun. But do you? I'll ask you, Jeff, since you brought it up. Would you honestly want Mike Leach as the offensive coordinator at Nebraska? You may want his skill level. But would you want Mike Leach as the offensive coordinator?
Yeah, he might mess up the chemistry. That's definite. And did you read the paper this morning on those girls that had the shirts with a football game is 60 minutes and 1 second?
I didn't.
I thought that was that's a good one.
I did not see that. I'll look it up. Hey, Jeff, thanks for the call. Have a great New Year. Yeah, Mike Leach. I think Mike Leach is going to be under the radar for a little bit. In fact, I think Mike Leach will be the kind of guy that shows up at a Division II or a 1A, whatever you want to call the division now, type of school and maybe make some noise. Or he sets out and resurfaces because unless he is totally cleared of all this, and again, the one thing that, as we had Chris Level on Tuesday from RedRaidersports.com to talk about this, the one thing that still I don't understand, a lot of people don't understand because we don't know all the facts, is how one person can tear down the entire Texas Tech football, not program yet, because we'll have to see what happens after this year, and we'll see what happens Saturday. There's a couple of players that have come out and said good riddance. But again, out of 100, anytime you got more than 100, all you need is two people. That's just 2% of the team that didn't like coach or were mad about it. And Chris Perry's a sophomore, the guy that they keep quoting here. So, I mean, Where's the credibility? So Mike Leach is out, and Lisa in Hastings fires us off this email to the Dent Popper inbox. Hey, guys, I just had to say something about this whole thing with Mike Leach and Texas Tech. My husband is a huge Texas Tech fan, so they're my second favorite team behind Nebraska. This thing has us both so mad, we hope they don't win another game. The team was all right before Leach got there, but he's the one that has brought them to prominence. I'm washing my hands of them after this. They're going to deserve what they get, which will probably be a return to mediocrity. Still love the show, Lisa at Hastings. Lisa, thanks. Now, careful, Lisa. Careful. Careful. If they get a coach and are winning again, you'll like Texas Tech. There's no doubt about it. And that's the knee-jerk reaction of a lot of people, is that they like Leach. A lot of people like Mike Leach. He's a likable guy. We've had him on the show three or four times. He's a likable guy.
He's a likable guy if you're not the one giving him directions or if you're not above him on the ladder of of power there, I think, because apparently he was, you know, bumping heads a little bit. Something I thought was pretty funny was Craig James on yesterday was on some of the bowl broadcasts. I think he on did Nebraska. The Idaho game. Or, no, he was on Nebraska. Nebraska. That's correct. That's correct. He was on the Nebraska game, and there, I didn't hear anything said about it. I bet there was a big discussion beforehand saying
what,
we're just...
What time did you start drinking yesterday?
Pretty early, actually. Okay, okay. Yeah, pretty early.
Yeah, Craig was on, and he's made his statements, and that's just a tough position to be in, whether you're agree with him or don't agree with him. And if you're making fun of him, that don't. You don't know the situation.
Sure.
And if you're among those people, I mean, come on. You can't throw him under the bus. They think they're doing what's right for their kid, and then it really kind of snowballed out of control for them as well. 888-455-ESPN is the phone number, whether you want to talk Huskers, Mike Leach, anything else that's going on in the world of sports. We'll get to a little bit of basketball because Carney High played for the finals in the GNAC today. We'll talk about that as well.
Got Jim over in Aurora on the line here.
All the way over to Husky Land. Jim, what's going on?
Nice and snowy. But I'm very proud of the Huskers, and it's really neat to see them do so well last night. I read something this morning that was news to probably everybody, that Zach Lee said he had a shoulder or an elbow injury or some sort he's been playing with for 12 games, and hopefully that'll put things in a little bit better perspective, or different perspective rather, than, you know, relative to his ability and his performance. The people have been pretty hard on Zach Lee, and hopefully this will put things in context to where they realize that he was injured.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I don't think that's all of it, but he didn't play last night like he was injured, and that's going to be the one question, don't you think, Jim? A lot of people are going to say, well, he's as injured last night as he's probably been in a while, but I'm glad Zach had a great game last night, and I think that puts him number one going into spring ball, obviously.
Well, yeah, that's good. I just wanted your comments on it, and I'm enjoying the show always. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for the call. All the way from Aurora this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you don't know or miss what we're talking about, it's been on all the newspapers, all the websites. We had it on the sports this morning. It's on the chat rooms. And I'm going to read this is the excerpt that's in the Lincoln Journal Star. So let's look at this. Quarterback Zach Lee will have surgery next week on his throwing arm to repair an injury that he's been playing with most of the season. He had a significant tear developed to a tendon on his throwing elbow. Now, this because he injured his wrist in the Arkansas State game, and so he starts favoring it and all that. But it says, significant tear developed on a tendon on his throwing elbow after he injured his wrist in the Arkansas State game. I guess from favoring my wrist or something like that, I have what you would call a fairly extensive tear on my flexor tendon, Lee said after yesterday's win. It's just been something you have to play with, something you have to function with. It's just a decent amount of pain in the elbow when you throw. Lee did not go public with the injury until after the win last night. He went on to say, in the course of the season, you're going to get hurt. Things are going to happen. I just didn't want it to be an excuse. I didn't want it to distract from what we were trying to accomplish as a team. Our media, our fans, it would have been a wildfire if it came out during the season, end quote. Isn't that the truth? Lee will have surgery January 6th while he is at home in California on a semester break, and it usually takes about 10 to 12 weeks for a player to start throwing after such a surgery is what he's been told. So
he's
that's the story. That's the story with Zach Lee.
He's a man playing through injury.
Again, yeah, he is right, and there's already, and I'm thinking too, there's already some cynics out there going, oh yeah, now all of a sudden this comes out. Well, just let it be, folks. Again, a banged up football team that went 10-4. So congratulations on the win last night. Record setting in so many areas, especially defensively. Nebraska's defense makes a lot of offenses look bad. Arizona pounded some people and put a lot of points on the board this year, and Nebraska crushed them. Now, if, ands, and buts, that's where we're all sitting right now. If we beat Texas, and I said it after the show that Monday or Tuesday when we didn't get into the Fiesta Bowl, I thought Nebraska was a good enough football team at that time to win the Fiesta Bowl game over whoever they would have played, a TCU, a Boise, a Cincinnati. We'll see. We'll see. And we'll see how that plays out in the bowl game. So that's where Nebraska is at. Yes, they were a play away against Virginia Tech. Yes, they fumbled it eight times against Iowa State. the true loss on the schedule came to Mike Leach and Texas Tech, and the defense held them to their lowest output offensively, yardage-wise, in the Leach tenure, of the whole 10 years that he had been there. So this team played so, so well, even though Husker fans didn't think it was pretty. In the end, all you want is wins. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, we'll get back to more phone calls, more emails. Huskers, Mike Leach, fire them off to us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Plus, the Tri-City Storm hockey coach and general manager, Drew Schenick, will join us coming up in about 10 minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Take the family to see the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters. The game lasts four quarters. The memories last a lifetime. It's an all-new high-flying show featuring some of the most extraordinary athletes and entertainers on the planet. If you thought you had fun as a kid, you won't believe how much fun you'll have as an adult. Come see the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters live January 5th at Euro Event Center at 7 p.m. Tickets available at the Event Center box office or carneyevents.com.
This is a wish for future happiness and good luck to our customers and friends. Your friendship and business is appreciated by the entire staff of Indian Head Golf of Grand Island, where the fun begins.
May the holidays bring you peace, happiness, health, and prosperity. Season's greetings and Happy New Year from Rich & Sons Camper Sales of Grand Island.
Here's the Crossroads Ford Bargains of the Week. 2009 Mercury Grand Marquis LS and Ultimate right out of the Ford sale, just $19,900. 2006 Ford Focus ZX5, a sporty four-door hatchback with low miles, just $10,900. A 2006 Ford Fusion four-door SE power driver's seat, six-disc CD, just $13,500. Crossroads Ford has many other fresh arrivals. Stop in, see us today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Mercury. You make it funner part.
Ring in 2010 at Finish Line's big New Year's Eve party with Keno specials, prize drawings after 6 p.m., drink specials, prime rib buffet with trimmings and salad bar, just $15.99. Plus, enjoy coast-to-coast thoroughbred racing from 11:25 a.m., bowl games, and NFL football. The place to be New Year's Eve. Fawner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge, Grand Island.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Vidalki Heating and Air.
The Sports USA Bowl season continues with the Sun Bowl on Thursday, December 31st, when the Oklahoma Sooners meet up with the Stanford Cardinal. The Cardinal will be making their first bowl trip since 2001 behind running back and Heisman Trophy runner-up Toby Gerhart. The Sooners will come into El Paso trying to get the win with their balanced offensive attack led by freshman quarterback Landry Jones and their strong defense. It's the Sun Bowl, December 31st, right here on Sports USA.
Kickoff at 1 here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, followed by Iowa State, Minnesota, and Virginia Tech, Tennessee.
We'll see considerable cloudiness and some breaks of sun in spots during the day today, with high temperatures staying in the low to mid-20s. Winds out of the north stay at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, with skies stay partly to mostly cloudy, could see a few flurries with a low near 8. I'm Paul Trombley.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. It is New Year's Eve day and New Year's Eve night. Why not spend it tonight at the Ramada Inn in Kearney? Because they have got a great New Year's Eve package for you. It includes the room. It includes their New Year's Eve prime rib and seafood jambalaya buffet for two. And, of course, it's not just any buffet. Renowned chef Carlos Poche is whipping that up for you. And he doesn't just take a couple of minutes. This is good, folks. This is good, good food tonight. Then there's entertainment and the dance by the OK Sisters. They provide a dessert bar at midnight. And when you get up and start to roll in the morning, they have the hot breakfast buffet for two on New Year's Day. Give them a call right now so you don't get shut out tonight. Even if you're making those last-minute plans, things have changed. spend it, even if you live in Kearney, you live in the Tri-Cities, or you're traveling in, it's a great way to ring in 2010 at the Ramada Inn in Kearney. 237-3141 locally, 237-3141, or toll-free, 800-652-1909. And if you want to stay an extra night, $49 is all it costs you, 800-652-1909. Ring in 2010 with the New Year's Eve package, everything included for only $149. That's all the tax, all the tip. The room, the buffet for two tonight, the breakfast tomorrow, all the entertainment. The Elephant Eye is there for you as well at the Ramada Inn in Kearney. Well, Husker insider Monty Kratzenstein joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We weren't sure if we were going to be able to work him into the program, but he has a little bit of time amongst the duties of the day. And, Monty, a good morning. Big win for the Huskers last night. Very, very impressive.
Doug, I don't know if anybody was anticipating quite that impressive a win. I thought we were a better team than them going in, but you just never know in bowl games because there's so many uncertainties. But, boy, I don't think anybody's too unhappy about last night.
And I think every Husker fan, at least the ones I was around, and most of them I've watched a lot of the non-Lincoln games with, so I know their feelings throughout the year, too. I mean, when it's 10-0, everybody has the feeling that it's over at 10-0. Now, that's not always the way it turns out. But the way that game went, Arizona never got any better, and Nebraska just continued to keep that high level of play going.
Well, the interesting thing about that, Doug, is the fact that, you know, that third play of the game when O'Hanlon went ahead and intercepted that ball and got down to five, you know, I and most of the people were just thinking, just punch it in, because, you know, 3-0 is okay, but, you know, 7-0 at that point is great, because, you know, not too many of us thought that we all thought it was going to be a lower scoring type of game. Nobody knew what the offense was going to do. So I don't know that I've ever anticipated a close game and been that comfortable throughout the whole game. Because like you said, once we got up, you know, I didn't feel any threat from Arizona's offense. I really didn't.
Monty Kratzenstein joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget to check out his blog on the Kearney Hub website at kearneyhub.com. He's been doing that all year, and we'll have some interesting observations on the blog as well. But Monty, the offense had some new things. I preached, and I want to go back to this. I kept saying a healthy team is a winning team, and Nebraska, Coach Pelini said going in, this is as healthy as we've been. They should be when you have that kind of time off. But Zach Lee, that was the best game he's had all year. Why was that? I mean, he didn't just get dipped into a magical potion. Why were his passes more accurate? Why did he run harder? What was going on with him?
Well, first of all, you have to look at the opponent, and I don't think Arizona's defense was certainly as good as Texas, and we had such a good start to it. You know, like I said, you know, got him some confidence early with that little rollout on the second play, offensive play of the game, got him a touchdown, and had a little bit of, you know, he looked like he was having fun. He made some really pretty good decisions. I've commented to somebody that probably, and I looked at the game tape again, but I get the feeling that about first three times that he went back to pass and the receiver wasn't open, you know, he ducked his head and took off. Now, he didn't make a big gain on it, but boy, I sure like to see him gain 5 yards on a scramble instead of making a bad throw or just waiting and waiting, which we saw early in the year. So I just felt like he was a little bit more in control and he had a little bit more confidence. I think a lot of that had to do with the start that we got.
There was a little new time to put in some new wrinkles. We saw the Wildcat. I'm not a big fan of it, but the one thing that I noticed that it worked most of the time, not for huge plays, but good enough plays and a touchdown close to the goal line there. But the thing that stuck out to me or stood out to me, true freshman Rex Burkhead was the one running the Wildcat. This kid not only is talented, he must be one smart individual.
Well, and I think, you know, he's a little bit more of a slasher, and he has a little bit of burst in those first three steps that are a little bit more conducive to run the Wildcat. You know, I love the Wildcat. I really do, just because from the X's and O's standpoint, it gives you an extra blocker, against a guy, I guess, or against a defensive front. And, you know, without going into the X's and O's of it, I really like that. You know, the other thing is it gives you some time. They ran a couple plays out of the Wildcat where he actually, it was almost like a triple option where he ran that little mesh with, and then took off. And that takes a little bit of time to perfect too. And I'm sure with the bowl preparations, he had a little bit more time for that. But there was a lot of X's and O's differences, especially early on, that I was kind of surprised to see. We ran a lot more shotgun formation than we'd run before. Legate, I don't know that Legate played the snap because when we had a fullback in there in short yardage, Sue was in. We ran some
obviously the Wildcat we ran. We ran a shotgun set with Helu and Burkhead were both in the game. I think might have been the first series where we faked it to Helu and then pitched the ball. We got the first down on that play. A couple of passes had a little bit different wrinkles. So we did have some different wrinkles, especially early. I think as the game progressed and we were ahead, I don't know that we did a lot of different things. But early on, I noticed some different things.
Former Husker tight end Monty Kratzenstein, who blogs for the Kearney Hub and has joined us on the show from time to time, is chatting with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for another couple minutes. A couple of people have asked me. We've got an email from Jeff and Kearney. What happened to Roy Helu? Didn't see him much last night. We talked before we went on the air that he only had three carries for 8 yards in the ball game last night. You think he was banged up?
I haven't seen a medical report. I don't know for sure, but I got that impression that he was banged up. You know, we talked about a healthy Roy Helu, and I know in my blog I said I thought he was probably healthy, but I think he's going to have some surgery, I believe, in January, and that's a problem. That I believe he probably got his shoulder banged up, and he just didn't go back in because I saw him in the first quarter. We saw him in the first quarter. I don't know that I saw him even in the game in the second quarter. And then when they ran that other Wildcat stuff and they ran with two backs, Dontrevious was in along with Burkhead. So I that's what my guess is, that he got hurt.
Got an email here from Reggie who says they heard it was a deep knee bruise, so he must have got dinged. I tried to get through a lot of the information. I didn't see it either, so that's the latest. Also, I'm scanning a couple emails. Adam says, can you ask someone with knowledge, and since I know where you're at, we'll trust you on this, but can you tell us what the flexor tendon does? That's what the surgery on Zach Lee is going to be?
Yeah. Well, you know, I am in the hospital right now. I can maybe run over to the orthopedic area and just ask a couple guys. I have to get back to you on that. But, yeah, I if it doesn't have to do with anything with the heart, I don't know anything about it. So I apologize.
Keep it away from that.
But I will say this, you know, the one comment I always made about Zach Lee, you know, is we've heard going into camp and early on how his arm strength was so good, and I think you and I know Daddy will say this, his arm strength wasn't impressive throughout the year, and it always makes you wonder if an injury like that, whatever it does, is affecting that arm strength, because I didn't see arm strength from that we had heard about in the spring and in the summer that they were talking about in Lincoln.
Couple more questions, Monty. Since the defense has been so great all year, they might get overlooked, but they were as good last night as any defense has ever been in the Holiday Bowl. And that's saying something because of the offensive numbers that are used to be put up in the Holiday Bowl. This was the best defense performance, first shutout in Holiday Bowl history.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the Holiday Bowl has always been known for wide open, usually, because way back when the WAC teams played in there. But I don't think the Holiday Bowl had seen a defense like that at all. Again, I just got the feeling. I mean, we just had a lot of guys around the ball, whether they're running it, whether they're throwing it down the field. I mean, we just had guys all over the place, and a lot of that was because we were able to get pressure. We did not blitz until 1:14 left in the game. That was the first time that we blitzed, was when they were moving the ball and it looked like they might score. Everything we did was a four-man front, and that says how great our defensive line is. When you can put seven guys in coverage or seven guys at that second level, it makes all the difference in the world.
And Monty, now every Husker fan is going to feel jubilation and how great we're going to be, and we're going to be a top-five team, and we're going to contend for the Big 12 title, and we're going to contend for a national title, which I'm not going to kid you. Right now, on paper, Idaho, Washington, you got an Idaho team that won a bowl game yesterday with the North Platte, Nate Enderle. You got a Washington team out of the Pac-10. Other two, not so much. The Big 12 schedule, if you look at that stuff on paper, it is favorable, but, you know, we thought we'd beat Iowa State this year. False sense of hope, where do you think the program is? I mean, we're going to have a little time for the fans to simmer down because Bo Pelini said last night, I think this team could beat any team in the country or compete with any team in the country. I think he said beat. And Colin Cowherd says right now they're one of the top five teams in the country. Simmer down a little bit. That'd be nice. We don't know. There's no way to prove that. Your thoughts?
Well, right now, I would tend to agree. You know, you look at their performance for the last two games, and you would have to agree. But, you know, you got to look at the big picture. Are we making progress? Yes. Do we have the kind of athletes it takes to compete at the top 5-10 level? We're getting there.
college football has changed so much, and you know it's the flavor of the day. And right now, unfortunately, going into the off season, or maybe unfortunately because maybe the expectations will be too high, everybody's loving it. And but you have to remember what got us to where we are. It's fun to talk about, and it's certainly the schedule and the returning players we have set us up for some good things next year. Everybody kind of thought next year was going to be our year, but it's college football, and you just don't know.
Monty, appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you during some recruiting season as well. We also appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Now go get back to work.
Thanks, Doug. We'll do.
Have a great new year. Monty Kratzenstein, check him out on carneyhub.com. Check out the blog throughout the Husker season and from time to time in the off season as well. Need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tri-City Storm coach Drew Shenick is going to join us. Hockey tonight, but next week on Tuesday, January the 5th, the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters are going to be rolling into the Viero Event Center. Do you have to announce for that?
No, no.
They bring in a professional?
Yeah, they bring in a professional for that. They don't.
Somebody that knows the script a little bit better.
Yes, yes.
I want to give away a pair of tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters next Tuesday night, 7 o'clock at the Viero Event Center. Let's ask a trivia question.
Let's do that.
So it's not the first caller or the eighth caller. I want to know the total number of yards that Alex Henry's field goals added up to last night. What do you think? Is that tough?
No, that's not
too tough.
That's not too bad.
He made four field goals last night, A plus B plus C plus D. Quick, look it up and call 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We'll give you some Harlem Globetrotter tickets back after this.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Prepare for a new career through one of CCC's 34 technical programs. Start working towards a bachelor's degree through CCC's transfer program or earn an associate's degree online. Spring classes start January 11th. Go to cccneb.edu now to check out the online class schedule.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to cccneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see considerable cloudiness and some breaks of sun in spots during the day today with high temperatures staying in the low to mid-20s. Winds out of the north stay at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, skies stay partly to mostly cloudy. Could see a few flurries with a low near 8. I'm Paul Trombley.
We'll be right back.
ESPN Radio Superstation. Congratulations from Brad in Kearney. He knew that Alex Henry hit 160 yards worth of field goals last night, 47, 50, 41, and 22 yards. He went 4-for-4. Henry now has the Holiday Bowl record and the Gator Bowl record because he hit 4 field goals last year in the 26-21 victory. What an asset he is for the Husker football program, and he will be back next year. So congratulations to Brad and Kearney. He's picked up a pair of tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters coming up Tuesday at the Viero Event Center. We've got a few more tickets we'll be giving away on the show next Monday and Tuesday. Get no show tomorrow on New Year's Day, A, because there's college football, B, you wouldn't listen to us on New Year's Day anyway. Your head already is going to hurt, right? 888-455-ESPN, or you can email the Net Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll get to a couple more emails, but Tri-City Storm home tonight. They have went into the Christmas break 11-9-6, and they will take on Sioux Falls this evening. The Stampede, it is a special New Year's Eve edition, 8:05. Is the face-off, and then there's all kinds of activities going on. You can skate until midnight to ring in the new year if you want after the game. And Sioux Falls comes in 14-4-7, and Coach Drew Shenick joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, welcome back. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you guys, and hope your holidays were good.
Well, we made it through, and it was more like hockey weather, I guess, over the holiday break here. And I guess that might get a few more folks out to the game tonight. The crowds have been improving. Things have been going okay. You guys got off to such a hot start and now have I guess, plateaued off a little bit. Tell me where you think this team is now as you start the second part of the season.
Well, you know, typically, teams come back energized after the Christmas break, and we certainly hope that that's something that our guys certainly got re-energized going home and seeing their families and spending some time with them, and they come back, you know, ready and hungry to play some hockey. But, you know, again, I thought our first half went, pretty much as expected. I didn't think we'd get off to as hot a start as we did, and I didn't think we'd go winless in 10 games either. But, we've got ourselves positioned now. We're in the playoff hunt, and we just have to make sure we play good hockey here in the second half.
Coach, a lot of kids, you've made some trades since we've talked to you. Some kids have gone. Some kids have come in. Talk about how the team maybe looks different on the ice than when you played the first game of the season.
Well, we're a little different. We haven't made, a lot of changes, but, we made a couple changes here just before the break. And, whenever your team goes in on a 10-game winless streak, something has to give. And, albeit I thought our guys played well in a lot of those games, we just weren't getting over the hump, and we ended up trading our captain, Josh Berge, away, who, it wasn't anything that he did. We just needed to kind of make a change, and, since we've made a few of those changes, we had a good run through December here, and, we hope not to have to make any more, but you're always trying, as a coach and a general manager, you're always trying to improve your hockey club at every turn, and if you can do that, without giving up too much, you're certainly going to try and do that. But again, it's a constant evaluation with the group that you have, and we felt that, we're getting closer to where we want to be.
Coach Drew Shenick is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to take on Sioux Falls tonight. And I'll tell you what, it takes some guts, I guess would be the good word here, to trade away a captain at the beginning of the season to get things going for your team. But now you move on, you take on Sioux Falls, and talk a little bit about the game tonight as you try to get springboarded on a good note, because you're going to keep real busy here over the next couple of weeks.
Well, we are. We've got, tonight's game, then we've got 13 more in the month of January. And Sioux Falls is an excellent hockey club. They're a team that, top to bottom, they don't beat themselves. They don't take bad penalties. They don't give you a lot defensively. And I think all four of their lines work real hard. And they're a team that they're very similar to us. And they play a full 60 minutes. And you have to be ready to compete every shift to give them a good goal. And, we expect here to be a real good game. They're a team that, obviously if we win tonight, we're 5 points behind them for second place in our division. And that's key. If we lose, we're 9 points and we fall a little bit further back. And, this time of year, points are huge, and all the teams that are chasing us are playing tonight as well. So, you know, every game is a big game for us, and it just happens to be Sioux Falls coming in tonight.
Coach, the Worlds are going on. Radoslav Ilo will not be with you for the three games this weekend. I know that affects some other teams as well, and that happens throughout the course of the season. There are a variety of things that go on that take some players away, and they take away your good players because these are all-star type of venues. How does that affect what happens throughout the course of the season when you're playing games without a guy you've kind of counted on?
Well, I mean, it's difficult. There's no question. I mean, Rado, you know, is the only guy from our league that's playing in the World Junior Championships up in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. And, you know, deservedly so. He's a very good hockey player, and you know, we're very happy with the opportunity. But at the same time, you know, you're going into, you know, a big weekend of hockey, missing, you know, arguably one of your top six forwards. But, you know, other guys, it gives other guys opportunities here to step up and play and play a bigger role, whether it's, you know, a guy that's been in and out of the lineup gets to play tonight, and he gets an opportunity to play regular, or another guy that's been on maybe a lower line gets to move up into, you know, Rado's spot, and it gives guys opportunities to play more and show more, and that's, you know, hopefully we got some of those guys to step up and do that.
Tell us a little bit about the way Jaden Schwartz has played. I mean, everybody wants to talk about him, but he deserves it. He's had a great first section of the season.
Well, he has, and, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, Jaden's a great player, and you know, again, he's dynamic. Every time he's on the ice, he can be a difference maker, and you know, he's a treat to watch. And you know, again, his teammates have helped him out a lot here along the way. And again, he's a guy that he's not very big, but you know, he plays with a lot of heart, and he's got a lot of skill, and deservedly so. He's being recognized as one of the top players in our league, and you know, more so than that, he's a great young man. He's very humble. He's very quiet, and he's a real pleasure to coach.
Coach, I have to ask you, you're going to keep busy this weekend. After tonight, then it's off to Des Moines and Sioux City. What kind of a scheduling quirk is that next week where you play Cedar Rapids, then you go up to Sioux Falls, and you come back and play Cedar Rapids again the next night? Is that just the world of the USHL?
Well, it is, and, you know, it comes down to, you know, other teams schedule at different times, and you kind of, you know, some of those games that make a crazy weekend are ones that get scheduled at the end of the scheduling meeting when, you know, all teams have dates that are filled, and you're trying to find spots that work. And, you know, it's not the most ideal situation, but, you know, every team in the league has some, you know, some difficult travel and some difficult games to play. We just have to make sure that, you know, we're playing smart, especially that Sunday game coming back against them. But, again, it's just one of those things. We just have to work through it and do the best we can.
Coach, have you been, again, for the folks that don't know, this is your first year in the USHL, first year with the Tri-City Storm. Have you been surprised about any of the way the teams played, how the first, we're not quite to the halfway point, but how the first half has played out in the league?
Well, yeah, yes and no. I mean, I didn't know what to expect coming in. I think the level of play is very good. And, you know, I think that, you know, it's a very good hockey league. And I don't, you know, again, looking at the, you know, the standings right now today, there isn't a bad team. You know, again, everybody's still in the playoff hunt, and I think that's a credit to this league and the parity it does have. And, again, it's going to make for an interesting second half going forward to see, you know, who makes a run and who falls off here. And hopefully, you know, we're the team that's right, sticking our nose right in it to the end.
And it's going to be a fun time tonight. Good crowd, hopefully, on hands for a little New Year's Eve. Are you going to send us out with a victory? You want to guarantee that right now?
I saw sort of guarantees, but we'll give everything that we have. And, you know, after a Huskers win, hopefully everybody's energized and wants to get to the building here to cheer our guys on.
And we're looking for another shutout tonight on the good guy side. Hey, Coach, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck, and we'll be chatting with you again real soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
That's Coach Drew Shenick joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to take on Sioux Falls this evening. We will take a break here in just a moment. We'll remind you that tonight's game is an hour later than usual, 8:05, so that you can enjoy your New Year's Eve meal or whatever it is you're doing, and then, of course, get a little bit closer to midnight when this game is over. And who knows, it might go overtime, might get into a shootout, could get crazy out there. Should be a pretty good matchup tonight. Sioux Falls, 14-4-7, and Tri-City comes in at 11-9-6. On the season, and you can hear the game on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR, tonight with the pregame starting at 7:50 this evening. We'll also have tomorrow and Saturday, so all three games this weekend, tonight, tomorrow, Saturday on Classic Hits, 98.9. Hey, our buddy Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com going to join us, but we want to give away a pair of tickets to tonight's game. We want to give away a pair of tickets to tonight's game. I talked about it with Coach Shinnick, 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. The Storm missing a player this weekend because he's good enough to play at the Under-20 Worlds. Who is the player that's playing at the Under-20 Worlds in Canada? Give us a call. If you're the first correct caller, we'll send you to the hockey game free tonight. Back after this.
Okay, the year is winding down, but the new games and consoles are getting a workout and titles are at stake.
Sultan of the Sofa, Dolly of the Davenport, Generalissimo of the Gamers.
The holiday games on ESPN Radio, powered by Blockbuster, are here to help the cause. Just log on to ESPNRadio.com, enter the promotional code Mike, then print the coupon and go to your nearest participating Blockbuster location. Then when you rent one video game, you can rent another free. See ESPNRadio.com for rules.
And let the indoor games begin.
Right now, your Honda dealer encourages you to get out there and enjoy some great holiday traditions. If you're near Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin, enter the Ice Cube Hunt at the annual Schnee Days Winter Festival. If you're near Yorktown, Virginia, go on down to the river for the holiday boat parade and bonfire. And if you're near a Honda dealer, go save yourself some money, because this is when Honda dealers give some of the best deals of the year on lots of Honda vehicles. Hey, you have your favorite holiday traditions, and we have ours. So see your Honda dealer now during Happy Honda Days.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Adelke Heating and Air.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
January 2nd, it's the Cotton Bowl Classic as Ole Miss from the SEC takes on Oklahoma State from the Big 12. Hi, Brad Sham of Westwood One. Join Terry Donahue and me for the first ever AT&T Cotton Bowl from the new Cowboys Stadium as Dexter McCluskey and the Mississippi Rebels hope to outscore Zach Robinson and the Oklahoma State Cowboys. It's the 74th AT&T Cotton Bowl, and it's right here.
Oklahoma State, Mississippi, Arkansas, East Carolina, and Texas Tech, Michigan State, Saturday on ESPN Radio.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
We'll see considerable cloudiness and some breaks of sun in spots during the day today with high temperatures staying in the low to mid-20s. Winds out of the north stay at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, with skies stay partly to mostly cloudy. Could see a few flurries with a low near 8. I'm Paul Trombley.
I'm gonna fight them all. A seven nation army couldn't hold me back.
Doug and Daddy Show, wishing you a happy new year from ESPN Radio and your friends at Dyna-Grow Seed. Dyna-Grow, the newest brand in most areas, continues to grow in your fields, and they offer you choice. At Dyna-Grow, they utilize their knowledge and independence to access the widest selection of genetics and traits to match the needs of the customers throughout each local area. Products designed to match your fields through precision placement from Dyna-Grow Seed, an independent seed company. That means they work for you, folks. That's what that means. Thank you for your continued business and support in 2009. They look forward to serving you again in 2010 and beyond because they are growing in your field. Dyna-Grow, wishing you the very best. What happened? 10 basketball games in 3 days. Is that what this does here? This voice thing? All of a sudden, out of nowhere? To the Debt Popper inbox, and then Joe DiMeo is going to join us from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Idaho and Bowling Green had probably the best bowl game yet. What do you think? That comes from Brad. Yeah. Most exciting, and all of Nebraska wants to thank the coach from Idaho who has a voice just like this right now, very gravelly and crappy, after the game, because going for two, that allowed the football game to come on television. That thing goes to overtime. We may miss the whole first half of the Nebraska game. I'm sure they would have thrown it on Classic or something, but a lot of people don't get that. So thank you, Idaho. Nate Enderle out of North Platte, Nebraska, throws the two-point conversion. What, four touchdowns I think he had yesterday. Outstanding. Great job. And, hey, it was nice to see him do so well yesterday. And I think I wanted Idaho to win anyway.
Oh, yeah. 85 points. Anytime you get 85 points in a bowl game, too, that's exciting stuff, especially when it's just a one-point difference there in the end.
And at one point, didn't somebody mention Houston for the BCS Buster? It's Air Force 14, Houston 3, 10 minutes to go, second quarter in the Armed Forces Bowl. So Houston at the moment not wanting to show up, and Air Force has it 3rd and 6 at the 25 of Houston. So if they don't convert, that looks like a sure field goal coming up as well. Joe DeMeo joins us from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Don't forget the Cotton Bowl. Sun Bowl, Oklahoma and Stanford coming up next. Joe, Happy New Year, man.
Hey, Happy New Year, guys. And go Huskers. An amazing game.
Well, and Daddy's on vacation because he is so cocky. He's already wrapped up one league. And then in his touchdown-only league, which does go the whole 17 weeks, he has a pretty good lead. He's a little nervous. You have to pick a coach, and if the coach wins, it's worth 10, and if they lose, it's negative 10. So that's a big thing. He's asking, do you start Jeff Fisher of Tennessee, or do you start Sean Payton of New Orleans? Who do you think, Joe's got a better chance to win this weekend?
Well, that's an interesting question. Tennessee is playing a dreadful Seattle team. New Orleans is not playing for much. Tampa Bay is on a little bit of a high. My sense of this is go with Jeff Fisher.
And Air Force just scored again, and I want to say normally I would root for Air Force, but I'm pretty sure I picked Houston in my pool. Anyway, Joe, most leagues are over, but not. There's two types of people that play the 17 weeks, these touchdown-onlys and and the new leagues. Guys, the younger people, new guys getting into fantasy football, and maybe if they're playing this week are probably only into fantasy football, I would think, most of the guys and gals, for maybe the first or second time in their entire lives. What's the one piece of information besides watch who's going to watch that waiver wire, watch your website on Sunday? What's the one thing they need to know going into this final weekend, which is probably a playoff championship?
Yeah, no, you have to understand that several key players will not play more than a quarter or two. Just to name a few, Philip Rivers, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Joseph Addaiwa, Damian Thomas, and Vincent Jackson, Marcus Colston. You get my drift. Because of the way the playoffs are and the propensity of coaches now to follow a credo of we rest people when there's nothing to play for, and our the Indianapolis Colts last week, which I thought was a dreadful decision, but that's being a purist. I'm not running the team. If I was, and my job depended on it, I might have told Manning myself. But without that being said, what you really got to pay attention to this week is what you expect to get out of your players in the way of PT, playing time. And if you understand the dynamics behind that, then you could probably make some very good decisions. For instance, if you have, a Vincent Jackson, maybe you want to pick up Devin Aromashodo, who had that big game on Monday night. Those are the kinds of things you're going to be doing. Take a look at the backup Tolbert for San Diego, or Mike Bell in New Orleans for Pierre Thomas, or Chad Simpson or Donald Brown for the Colts. Grabbing those kind of guys in Week 17, guys that you would not consider using during the regular season or during your playoffs and championships, could lead to very, very good results. And I agree with you, Doug, 100%. If you're playing for a championship this week, it's probably in a touchdown-only league, or it's in a league that's just maybe getting underway that I believe will start to pull it back to a 16-game schedule. But what you should be doing is getting ready for playoff fantasy football. And that's a horse of a different color, and it requires a whole different skill set. But, essentially that's where everybody's in a pool, including all the players, and all of us can play Brady, all of us can play Manning. The real beauty of those pools is like NFL.com, I'll give them a plug. They have an interesting format where they have a multiplier. So for the wild card games, for instance, if you start Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Rodgers wins, his points next week are double. If he wins again, his points next week are triple. So a guy who maybe would not be considered, well, although Rodgers is one of the top players in the game, but a guy maybe wouldn't be considered a top player, if you're getting double and triple points, that's equivalent of a guy getting 40 yards and having 120 yards credited to his account. So it's an interesting format, and I think people should be getting ready for the fantasy football playoffs to lend some flavor and some color to the playoffs this year.
Joe, for people that are getting in there and either – and I that's where I was going to go, because I know a group of guys that they take their season and then they take it into the fantasy playoffs, and then they redraft guys about every 4 weeks to add on. But right now, if you were going to just do a playoff draft, who'd be the first guy you took?
Well, I mean, ostensibly, you've got to look at the wild card games. So it would either be Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers on the quarterback side. On the running back side, if you take a close look at it, some of the big guns, Chris Johnson's probably not going to make it. Maurice Jones-Drew is almost unlikely to make it. Peterson should make it. So, you know, in theory, Peterson would be the number one pick in the draft. But even if you go down your receivers, Randy Moss, Deshaun Jackson, Miles Austin, all have had big seasons. Andre Johnson, I don't think he's going to make it. Quarterback side, Rodgers, Breeze, Manning, Brady, Philip Rivers, those five. But if you're starting right from scratch, you really got to pick Adrian Peterson, to give you that edge, and then you can circle back and get any one of the five quarterbacks I just gave you, and then lastly, search around or peck around for some receiving talent, perhaps Jeremy Maclin or someone of that caliber.
Well, Joe, we've hit the top of the hour. Let's do it again next week. Kind of, I want to wrap up the season for most folks, and then I want to take maybe our first look ahead. I know you told us a couple of weeks ago that Chris Johnson would be number one on the board for the 2010 draft. I thought maybe next Thursday we could take a look ahead to 2010 a little bit and make write a couple of notes down, then shove them away somewhere that you can find them when August rolls around that says, Don't forget that this guy was great. Don't forget that this guy was a bust, and don't be drawn into that in 2010. I think that's always interesting as well. So can we do that next Thursday?
Yeah, Doug, it'll be my pleasure. And let me prepare for that and make sure that we give our folks out there in the greater Kearney, Nebraska area the opportunity to maybe have a better draft next season. And let me take a moment to wish you and you, of course, Doug, and Daddy and Derek and all the great, 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 amazing Doug and Daddy fans a happy, happy new year.
Joe, same to you. We tell all the fans out there, make sure, especially this week, if you're still in your regular playoff mode, go to FantasyPlayersEdge.com all weekend, especially Sunday morning, to keep up on the very latest. Joe, we'll talk to you next week. Have a great, happy new year tonight, and have a safe one. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, my friend. Take very good care.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. We still got a break?
No, we're done. We're done.
Everything's okay?
Yeah, everything's cool.
Can you pull up a little Can You Feel It for me just before we get out of here? Because I want to end this whole thing on a great note. I'm going to be flat out honest here. We usually put together a montage at the beginning of the program. It's under Husker football songs or whatever, right? Nebraska football music right there in the middle. And we had some audio problems last night, and so I didn't have any highlights to work with this morning. And I apologize, because I know Tori, now that he's done working for the next couple of months, been running around everywhere, going crazy, and was looking forward to that today. But I didn't have it. We're going to put something together, maybe a little recap of the whole year. I have went to an alternative site here, I guess, and should be able to have some highlights pulled up maybe after the first of the year, and maybe listen to it this weekend as well. Adam and Holdridge says, what a great way to send the team and Husker Nation into the offseason. I hope Bo is right when he says this team will be 5 times better next year and the defense will be better yet. I officially apologize to Zach Lee. I thought he looked sharper in the early part of the season. Granted, it was against lesser competition, but throws were harder, more timely, and more accurate. Come to find out about Zach's injury. Makes you wonder a little bit about Cody Green, and is Zach the answer, and things like that. He says the program appears to be heading in the right direction. Kudos to Bo and his staff for bringing this team back to one deserving some national recognition. So, Adam and Holdridge, as always, thanks for your emails, and we'll get back to it again in 2010. We want to remind folks we'll be off tomorrow. College football all weekend long. This will be our close today, Derek. This is fine. Let's get out on the good news. Oklahoma-Stanford coming up at 1 o'clock, followed by more Big 12 football. Iowa State-Minnesota at 4:30. I got a sneaking little suspicion about those pesky Cyclones. And then after that, we will join the Virginia Tech-Tennessee Chick-fil-A Bowl in progress tonight. Missouri also plays today against Navy. And with 6:47 to go in the first half, it's Air Force 21, Houston 3 in the Armed Forces Bowl. And I'm going to tell you this right now, Derek. I think Houston made one big comeback earlier in the year. It ain't happening today. It ain't happening. Air Force is too disciplined.
You called it before the game. You called it before the start of the game. Houston, not going to show up.
Ah, great win by the Huskers. Folks, thanks for all you've done for the Doug and Daddy Show in 2009. Hopefully, we're bigger and better than ever, and I'm sure Tony will be when he returns for the 2010 portion. Happy New Year, everyone. Keep it safe. We'll see you next Monday here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.